From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of Syrian civilians have returned to the ruined northern city of Manbij a day after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State extremist from their stronghold near the Turkish border. This resident of Manbij said they had suffered a lot because of the situation there and that there were no utilities now or food or water. He said that they asked the people now in charge to clear their homes and the city of landmines. Extremists abandoned Manbij Friday, retreating toward the IS-controlled border town of Zarabulus, along with nearly 2,000 civilians. It was not immediately clear whether those non-combatants exited Manbij as hostages or whether they had left voluntarily. Manbij was a strategically important link in supply lines to the Islamic State's headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Yemen's Houthi rebels gathered members of parliament in Sana'a for the first time in 2 years, an attempt at asserting their dominance over the internationally recognized government. Meantime, the Saudi-led coalition bombed a school in the Houthi-led northern city of Sada'a, killing at least 10 children also reported injured in that attack. Egyptian authorities have released two prominent human rights activists who had been jailed for more than a year for demonstrating against police brutality. Egypt has undergone an unprecedented crackdown on free speech, as well as political opposition and any dissent under General-turned-President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who had promised stability in the country. This is VOA News. A French judge rejected on Saturday a demand by a French Muslim group to overturn a ban on burkinis. That's the full-body, head-covering swimwear worn by Muslim women who are in public. Tensions have been rising in southern France over the burkini. The city of Cannes recently banned the garment in public. That story now from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
The burkini ban was passed quietly late last month in Cannes, a Riviera city better known for its glitzy yearly film festival than its religious positions. In the town's ordinance, Mayor David Lisner cited the recent terror attack in nearby Nice, along with France's secular laws. He said beachwear showing religious affiliation in an ostentatious way could disturb public order. Mayor Lisner told French media he considered the swimwear a symbol of Islamic extremism, but that other symbols, including the Jewish kippah and the veil, will be allowed. The French Human Rights League and the Collective Against Islamophobia say they will challenge the Cannes ban in court. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And we turn now to what's happening at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. One of the first things spectators noticed this week when they entered the aquatic center at the Olympic Park was the different colored waters in the two pools. VOA's Park Brewer is in Rio de Janeiro with our report.
The bigger pool at the outdoor venue, which has been staging water polo, is close to being the normal light blue, while the diving pool is green.
We, of course, investigated the causes that put us in this situation.
That's Rio Director of Venue Management Gustavo Nascimento. 4 days of trying to correct the situation has not worked, so Nascimento said a drastic measure was needed.
We're going to grab the water from the warm-up pool, and we're going to drain the water on the competition pool, and we're going to insert this water from the warm-up pool into the competition pool.
With synchronized swimming beginning, it is critical to have clear water for both the competitors, who perform many of their moves with their heads underwater, and the judges, who have to see them. Park Brewer, VOA News, at the Rio Olympics.
And here's what's happening in Rio. American swimmer Michael Phelps grabbed another gold medal by swimming on the winning U.S. 4x100 medley. He swam butterfly leg. U.S. women's 4x100 medley won gold as well. Mo Farah, Britain, recovered from a fall to defend the Olympic 10,000-meter title late on Saturday. And Captain John Obi Mikel scored one, set up another as Nigeria beat Denmark 2-0 to set up a men's Olympic soccer semifinal with Germany. You can get a lot more about what's happening at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.